This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. Even the largest farm organization of the country has signed on now, backing industrial hemp production. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
I remember being at a meeting of industrial hemp supporters some 25 years ago, and I remember the smell of marijuana permeating the air outside the conference hall. The connection has been made way too long, and now more and more folks are saying, including the largest farm organization of the country, that this association has hurt, this association of industrial hemp and marijuana has hurt industrial hemp way too long. The American Farm Bureau is backing a measure that would allow farmers to tap into that potentially sizable market for ingredients derived from industrial hemp. Ingredients that are used in, well, fabric and textiles, but also foods and beverages and cosmetics. The bill has a name, the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. It would remove hemp's designation as a Schedule I controlled substance by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. For about seven decades, industrial hemp has been associated with its cannabis cousin, marijuana. And as a result, a great deal of agricultural heritage in hemp seed genetics, crop research, and technological innovation has been hindered or lost entirely, according to the American Farm Bureau. And the Congressional Research Service has determined that the U.S. is the only major industrialized country in which farmers are not allowed to grow, legally grow, industrial hemp. But the U.S. is the largest importer of hemp materials, with annual sales exceeding $600 million. But the president of the American Farm Bureau, Zippy Duvall, wrote a letter the other day to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying the tide is turning, and once again policymakers in Washington and state houses across the country recognize the tremendous potential that industrial hemp can offer farmers. I'll be back after this.